When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun, yes, I like to laugh.
I like having take two, fun. Let's roll back.
Take two, cut, one. Hey, good morning and afternoon, evening, wherever you are. We are worldwide broadcasting right here from Glendale, California. It's Friday, September 2nd, Labor Day weekend. Friday here in the Southland, and it is hot out. It's not only hot out, it's hot in here. We got a scorcher for you, folks. We are couldn't be more excited. Doug did not get a wink last night. Good morning, DJ Doug Pound.
Hey.
You are looking good. You're wearing your sweater because we're trying to keep it cool in here.
That's right.
But the heat's coming down hard and fast, so we got the air blown.
And I'm right in the
right across from the
AC
channel. And Victor Berger the fourth.
Hello, everybody.
Victor Berger coming from the long lineage
of the vacation Vicks.
Almost the Medici's, like the Medici family.
It's pretty much the same.
But you are here and more excited than I've ever seen you.
I'm psyched up, what can I say?
Because we'll get right to it. We don't mess around. We don't tease. We got the D, yes we do. Kyle Gass and Jack Black. Need we say more?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't need to say nothing. Y'all just sit down. Just sit down. Be quiet now. You don't need to say shit.
I like that character.
Yeah, because you all earned it.
It's hard not to say nothing.
Well, I mean, speak your mind then.
Yeah. Gots to say something.
I'm not ashamed.
Okay, warm it up, boys. Come in hot if you want. Kyle's got issues. I see him.
Don't take away my volume.
No, bring him up.
Yeah, come on.
Are they trying to silence him?
The show is as loud as can be.
Check, baby, check, baby. One, two, three.
I think you just want to get in on that SM58.
Yeah.
Straight white. Yeah, kid, you got to get right up on that mic.
Oh, I want to eat it. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Suck it down.
Don't be shy.
Wow.
Now, Jack's been on the show Zoom style.
Zoomed, yeah. I've never been live and in person.
Not the best way to do it.
No, because I feel like no one can hear me and I can't hear you. The overlap is weird.
Yeah, but you're here now and I feel your energy. I feel your energy. I know you're
quiet.
Frustrated with the microphone situation.
Oh, no, I've transcended.
Okay, good.
You guys helped me out. Thank you.
Why is it so quiet in here?
We are caffeinated and ready to get into the show. Let me just do a couple of quick...
100%.
Okay.
I want to thank New York for coming out to the Bell House last week. We had a terrific time. That was a great series of shows.
Thank you.
And this Friday, you guys are going to be gone. You're going to be on the road. Shame on you.
Nice.
We are doing the final show of the Big Tim... Two Tim's tour at the El Rey. A few tickets left. El Rey's a great spot.
When is the El Rey shows?
Friday
the 9th.
Oh shit! Right after we leave.
We're waiting for you to clear out of town. and then if you are a high network subscriber to the On Cinema Universe, Deck of Cards is streaming right now, and I know you're a fan of that world.
I am indeed. Where is the show on Friday again? Sorry.
The El Rey.
Oh, El Rey, great classic.
Great room.
Venue.
Oh,
yeah.
Bad backstage.
Right. It's tight back
it's
there.
Back, it's very tight.
It's tight.
Not a good hang.
Was it in a movie theater or something?
It could have been.
In the day.
They did vaudeville like back then and what?
I doubt it.
Matt, let's just make sure all systems are go. I bet there's just a long, long line of people that want to say hello. Do you want to just see if somebody wants to say hi? We'll jump into it.
Check. Party, 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Sam Jam, start us off with a little levity, would you? Sam Jam?
Yeah. Hi. Whoa. Hi, I'm honored to be on here. Hello? I'm coming
in?
Yeah,
I can hear you clear.
Awesome. Hey. What? Super stoked to be here. So I have a little story to tell, if that's cool, just for a moment. So,
short story.
Where are you going?
I'm actually on my lunch break at work. I'm a third grade teacher.
Aw.
Nice.
A third rate. Well,
third rate teacher.
I'm third. Yeah, that's it.
I'm a third rate teacher.
Oh, so hard on yourself. Doing the Lord's work.
Well, last weekend, a friend of ours threw a costume party. The theme was 90s theme, 90s rock theme. So me and my wife went. My wife dressed up as Kim Gordon. I dressed up as Beck. And no one really recognized me. I was kind of bummed out. So
you look like Beck.
Oh, thanks.
Did you have the floppy ear hat? That's my favorite.
Well, that's what I was missing. I just put on a wig, and you know, it was weak. It was a little weak. Anyways, I was putting them back, and eventually I had to go on a beer run because of it. So I guess I was thirsting more.
I like it.
Yeah. Anyways,
give him a little.
Sounds very good.
Anyways, so well, thanks for having me. I just want to give a quick shout out. My best friend since first grade designed the Tenacious D tour shirts.
No what? Shit. Their name is,
yeah, I'm in Cleveland, but he's in Atlanta now. Jason Luck.
Hold on, let me get that down. What? Where is he? Because you said he was in Cleveland.
We gotta triangulate his location.
You're in Cleveland, he's in Atlanta. How's that work?
Right. Yeah, we just grew up together. He's in Atlanta now,
what's the name?
Company's Look Discount. Looks Discount.
Okay. Where are you gonna go to lunch?
This is my lunch. I'm doing a walk-in.
So
lunch.
You just walk. Yeah. You don't eat.
Yeah. No,
meanwhile, those kids are sitting there being like, "What the hell is going on today?" Yeah. Just fucking third-grade teachers. No show again.
My wife's a teacher. I know how precious time is, so this is a big deal for him.
It is a big deal
for this teacher to call during his, you know, few minutes of the day that he has to breathe.
Oh, it's a lunch break. Oh, wow.
I appreciate it. Well, I'm a big fan of all of you. Your show in Cleveland was amazing, life-affirming. Totally
show?
Awesome.
My show? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Just a couple Cleveland. Weeks ago. It was amazing. Loved
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You know what I said to Vic after the Cleveland show, or maybe before it? No offense to you and Cleveland.
Hello,
I
said, Cleveland. What did
you say? I didn't say that. That's a little it's a little corny.
Why is it? Oh, come on.
Wow. No, I could have.
It was my Cleveland
show. A little more elevated humor-wise.
Yeah.
But I said, get ready to not remember this night.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, and not
That's
because
fair.
Of Cleveland. It was just in
That's
the tour.
It was a blur.
It was one of those like middle of the tour.
Yeah.
There it's sad, right? You guys know.
Yeah, it's
you little... just it starts to meld together and not really.
There are a couple special ones that will always be remembered. But yeah, for the most part, there is a blur that takes place.
The irony is
it's
I
a
remember
pleasant
that.
Blur.
The irony is that made me remember it.
That is true irony.
Well, let's just
I love all you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Love you, bro. Say what's up to that t-shirt maker. Quality stuff, I have to say.
Awesome. Looks discount.
Tell your kids who you were just talking to. They'll get a rise out of that.
Third grade.
Yeah, I think they're big Vic fans.
No, they're talking about this guy over here. Fucking Mr. Jumanji.
Well, if he's at School of Rock,
School
more
of Rock. But I'm talking third graders. My daughter's in fourth grade. She's like obsessed with you.
Third graders rock.
She get to
and
know
panda.
You too.
She's not.
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda.
Stop including me.
She was very impressed that you were coming over today.
Oh, nice.
I talked to my daughter last night about like what state we live in, what country we live in. These elements.
How old is she?
She just turned 9. She didn't know shit. She was kind of pretending, but states she couldn't do. She was saying, I was like, name 10 states.
You were doing your own jaywalking.
Yeah.
With your daughter.
Exactly. She's like, okay, California, Florida, New York, Japan. I'm like, wait.
But why did you ask? Student city council member?
No.
Representative?
I was just like, we're playing. And she loved this idea of trivia. She's like, let's play trivia. So I was trying to think of things that she might know, but surprise. I think dude, she's getting a bad education.
I didn't learn the states until like sixth grade. Give Maybe her a break, right. dude, because yeah. you don't learn that song till later.
I got my belt out.
California, Colorado, Wisconsin, Idaho, yeah. West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, Rhode Island.
That's a song.
That's a song you get all of them, dude.
You don't know Alabama, never heard Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut.
That's a good one. I'm going alphabetical. Florida, alphabetical on that.
Wow, that's.
I think mine's a little catchier.
Cooler. Yeah.
What's that the tune to? Bum, 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 da, da.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that the Muppet Show?
It's the Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show tonight.
Oh, yeah. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum. That's how you do it. I've never heard you sing that before.
You guys should add that to the set.
Should open and close with it.
Do you know Al Franken's parlor trick that he can do?
Uh-uh.
He does it like in a live show. I saw it when I was in high school. He can draw the United States state by state on like a big whiteboard.
Wow. What, without even looking?
Like, yeah, it's kind of like cool you can do that, but also who cares?
But how accurate is it? I mean,
it's pretty close.
Like, he draws it with a piece of dog poo. That's the weird
thing. Oh, no.
It's dog, why do you go blue or should I say brown every chance you get?
I'm trying to make that story better.
It's fine. It's not that bad. It's not even a story.
I didn't know that.
It's kind of savanty, right?
Do you think it required a lot of practice, or was it one of those like
he can just?
I can just do it.
His gag is he has an audience member draw a state, and then he fills the rest out.
Whoa!
And I was the one that drew the first state, and I drew Pennsylvania, and I drew it fucked up. It was not. It was bad.
Did it blow the bit? Was he not able to continue the show?
As I do now, he gave me a little bit of a hard time, you know, as I would to an audience member.
What's the most boring forgotten state, you think?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to guess it's got to be Delaware.
Delaware.
Rhode Island?
Delaware, yeah.
Be careful, Cage. We may be playing some of those places.
Can we talk about the tour?
Oh, my gosh. Can we?
You've already been out on a run, right?
We did, yeah.
We did our first leg, yes, with Puddles. It was great.
How was he received?
He was received very well. And we loved him, too.
He's really good.
The only problem was that he featured a pinball wizard.
It's a pinball wizard.
And he did it several ways. He did it. He sang the lyrics to Pinball Wizard to a different song, and then he sang different lyrics to the Pinball Wizard song, and then he finished his set with Pinball Wizard. And in the meantime, our new single that just dropped before the tour was Pinball Wizard. We didn't tell him, can you stop with your Pinball Wizard stuff? We couldn't tell him because it was clearly...
It was intentional.
He had been working on the... It was not intentionally sabotaging us. But whatever the case was, it kind of took the wind out of our pinball. So I don't know, Doug, if you're planning on bringing some pinball wizardry.
Ding, 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 ding. The weird thing is I don't really sing, but I am singing Pinball Wizard. This tour.
Wait, that's our opener over
there. Did you have it in the set then? No, you can't do it in the set then.
Pinball Wizard? Yes, we continued to, well, we had to because we're, you know.
But is it just a cover of Pinball Wizard?
It's a cover, but still we've got,
we've
already bought the vinyl and we're selling them for charity. So it's like, we got to push our single. But at a certain point we did stop playing Pinball Wizard.
Yeah.
But
Do you have a conversation with him about it? Or
no, never? I didn't. No? Because you know what? The thing is, he was also killing and slaying and the crowds were loving him and he was connecting with them on some weird clowny emotional level, and he's a magical performer.
It is a dicey thing to open up for you, as we know.
Yes, dicey.
The legendary Neil Hamburger run. Wow.
Yes. He was brutalized, but I have a theory that people loved to hate him, and that was the
magic. They thought they were in the act.
It's like Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
They loved to hate him.
And he would torture the audience, and you'd think he was actually enjoying that sadomasochistic relationship he had with the crowd. But I don't know. I think he came away a little scarred.
I think he was physically scarred maybe at one point in England. Right?
In England.
They would throw coins at him.
Yes, they threw pound coins at him. And they're big, thick, heavy ones. And broke a glass. He was holding a glass of fake liquor. And I think his wife turned around and punched the guy who threw the coin.
Oh, no. Right in the kisser?
Yeah, and that's it was a volatile situation. And I think it was when he started talking about Princess Di.
You're not gonna talk.
No, that's my Scottish guy.
No, that's good.
Whatever it was.
They don't care.
You
don't
speak about it that way. Keep your fucking name out of your mouth.
But
you fucking asshole, cunt.
It was always incredible, and yeah, it's.
I think I saw it at the Gibson Auditorium here. Yeah, it is no more, I think. But
Mel Gibson Auditorium.
He would say, like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Tenacious D's curtains." You know, he would tease them. Yeah. So of course he had it coming to him.
Yeah,
I just pray for the health and safety of my friend Doug. That's all I. Because Doug is opening.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we picked Doug is because we love Doug. And we've actually had Doug as part of our universe before. You performed at Festival Supreme.
Yeah, a couple times.
Our comedy music festival.
Oh, that was
more
fun.
Than once.
And it seemed like a no-brainer. We wanted to ask Doug. We didn't even know if we could get him. And he said yes, and we were stoked. And yeah, is there an element of danger? No, you're not going to be physically in danger. But yeah, is it possible that our crowd will turn on you? That's always a possibility. What I recommend is that you have some deep cut Tenacious D jams in your your laptop ready to go ripcord. Just play you know, a song that we don't play, if you please.
That's a good idea. There's just a DJ there at the beginning who's just playing Beatles songs. Well, that's what everyone wants. What's his name?
Chris Holmes.
Chris Holmes. Yeah. I played at the Tenacious D, Festival Supreme twice as well.
Fantastic.
First was, I'll be completely honest with you.
Okay, be honest.
The Santa Monica one?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Well, I could bullshit you. I'm a Hollywood guy. Right, yeah. So I got where I am. I'm a bullshit. Fucking, that was a hard show for
was
me.
Was that
for,
rough?
For me.
Wow.
Really?
Just for me. We did this, first of all, again, the curse of being like the band before the headliner.
Yeah.
Is... And it was a long day, and we were doing our Puss Whip Bang Gang rock band that, you know, all due respect. Well, this is respectful. It's not the same as you guys. It's not as good as what you guys do.
In some ways, much better.
It's dumb, and we're not that good. Or we weren't that good. The band wasn't that good. We didn't rehearse enough. And I get up there, and it's one of those things where you're waiting all day.
Right.
Just pacing around.
Oh, man.
And then the weather kind of was kind of shitty. Like, it was kind of cold. And I couldn't hear myself. I couldn't hear. My guitar was out of tune.
Yeah.
And I could feel the audience just being like.
You felt they were turning on you?
I felt they were just ready for the main attraction. I think
right.
Adam Sandler went on long.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. And we had technical diff.
Tons of it.
Yeah.
Triumph.
Adam Sandler went on, and then for some reason, and they put his sound and video on the other tent that was featuring Mr. Show. Ruined Mr. Show's set. And I felt so horrible, and I was running around backstage
oh my God.
The guy who managed Woodstock.
Yeah.
Michael
crying. Yeah. You're destroying my vision! You've disrespected the gods!
Yeah, you're here because of them in some ways.
But my experience of your set was much different.
I know.
I thought you were hilarious.
Well, I just remember...
It didn't seem like you gave a shit, and that was part of the magic.
That's the craft.
Yes.
Loud rock and roll.
But I remember coming off that stage, and it really has never happened. It hasn't happened... ever, but I was just, I was like, fuck, man. That really hurt. Really, and it damaged me forever.
Wow. So it lasted. No. It stuck with you for days.
Traumatizing.
And then people came, like, almost immediately, I think. You guys came up, and people were like, that was great, it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a very scarring memory that I'm not really sure I want to talk about ever again. But
well,
I'm glad
we just went
I could
at
tell
it at
you
that length.
Get
some. Where's the emotional music? I'm working
going,
here.
I'm trying to.
Oh, you are.
There. It was there.
You got to understand, Tim. You've got a magic in you. And just the fact that, oh my God, there's Tim Heidecker up there on stage sharing his heart, sharing his art.
I get that now.
There's a beauty to it that has nothing to do with, you know, perfection.
Yeah.
In tune. There's just a human being naked and unafraid to share this moment of life.
I hear that. Let's play a game!
Great segue.
Wait, we have a City of the Day sponsor.
What? The City of the Day.
Activity of the Day. Oh. We're changing it up a little bit.
Yeah, Vic insists.
Not much more to say.
I've been trying to kill this for months.
Activity of the Day.
We usually have a City of the Day. Vic wants to do an activity of the day. So how does that work, Vic? We pick somebody. So, what is their activity?
Yeah, basically. Well, I was just going to give the first example of something you can do that I recently did. I reorganized my clothing dresser. And I used to have my socks on the top, and now I moved them to the lower. And it makes more sense. The lowest,
That's where you just put your feet in the drawer.
Yeah, because like,
and
it's less bending over. Because like, so there are times. How many times you're changing your socks during the day? Do you know what I mean? You only have to bend over once. So
how many times are you changing your underwear?
We'll talk about that.
You do a change.
It's been a big change. It's been a big.
You don't want to talk about it.
If I swim, I will not go back to the undies I was wearing before.
Right.
I did. I hate to keep talking about this because it's terribly boring, but. I did a rearrange where I have they're stacked up like this. Underwear was here, socks were top.
No, yeah.
And then what I realized was my underwear is always the same, so I don't need to look in.
You're right, right.
Socks, I need to maybe take a peek before I grab.
I stuck undies too because like you don't have to. Whatever.
All right, thank you.
Anyway,
and right, so you know the irony is you are. I'm looking down at you. Got no socks
no
today.
No socks. I know.
I don't wear socks
I went
in
right
the summer.
To the socks.
Really?
I have for tour. I do wear socks for the stage. But I would just have one pair in my little dressing bag. No socks would
no
get...
No stinky feet shoes? I always get the smelly...
Oh, with your... Oh,
with
I
no
see.
With no socks. It's absorbing
you
all
take,
the...
You want to take a whiff?
Yeah, let me see. Here we go.
Oh, boy. Here
they're,
we go.
They're not bad. I think you'd be happy.
I mean, I'm gonna stay. Oh, my God. Those are pure as the driven snow. Well, you wanted to pick... Oh.
We're now a fetish show. Delicious. This is gonna, we're going to get banned from YouTube now.
Is that it? Sick. Standards of practice?
You don't want to sniff, right? You're good. You trust your partner.
I trust Cage. He's got a very delicate nose.
Mine are you wearing Merrells?
I'm wearing some Merrells just for comfort. And the slip-ons with my socks.
I don't want to say anything, but I will. But the flip-flops and socks do stress me out.
Yeah.
Oh, it really
doesn't
it's
that hurt in between your big toe and the...
No, I actually prefer it.
Do you have to break those in a little bit?
No, yeah.
It keeps them tighter on there, probably.
It does. It adds to the...
Yeah, if you're going on a Ferris wheel or something.
I should get a shot of your feet.
Full out.
I'm thinking of some...
We've got it on Vic
City of the Day products right now, Tim.
Shoes, really?
I'm thinking of some City of the Day products with all the sock talk.
Okay.
Yeah, this was the rail.
Lace-up socks.
Well, now School of Socks.
Sponsor.
All right, so let me... We do have a sponsor.
And we didn't talk to any of our friends online now. But go ahead, sorry.
We're going to bring somebody in for the game. In a sec, but I'll just do this quick sponsor.
And let me know if you do the activity of the day. Send me some pictures of your
rearranged
dresser.
Are we cut in on this?
Dresser.
Can we get some of this?
Knick Knock is our sponsor today. Knick Knock! Knick Knock is a new app for sharing your life and creativity with Nick Cage only. It's not a real product.
Okay.
Knick Knockers all over the globe as they do... What? Join knickknackers all over the globe as they do comedy skits, viral dances, challenges, lip-sync videos, or just share their daily thoughts with national treasure, nice, actor Nick Cage. Nick will like every post and even leave you a comment on your birthday. No need to worry about privacy as literally only Nick Cage will see what you post. All right?
I feel like that wasn't written by you.
It was not. No, I'm seeing it for the first time.
Yeah. And that was a cold read.
Yes, cold read.
Well done. Said,
hey, okay. Using Knick Knock is fun and easy. Knick. See, what they're trying to do is fuck me up, right? Knick's knock to Knick Knock is not. Nah. Let's roll back.
Take two.
Knick's knock to Knick Knock is to not knock Nick. Trick Nick. Pick on Nick. Nitpick Nick. Nick Nick's picks. Or knock knock, you're nicked. Users will be caged for a week or even permanently if they violate Knick Knock's strict terms of service. Hurry, download the app before it's gone in 60 seconds and claim 11 free Knickmojis in the nick of time to make your Knick Knocks rock and knock Nick's socks off.
Man.
Knick
Knock, just for Nick Cage, Knick Knock.
Just for Nick Cage. Okay, Matt, do we have an activity of the day?
Good stuff.
Do we want to let a zoomer?
Yeah, and then we'll transition to the game.
There's so many. All right. Can we do them all at once?
Where'd she go? Ashlini? Is that your name? Ashlini?
That's not a real name.
Oh, wow. Can you unmute Ashlini?
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Where'd she go? You know who I bet has a an activity? Our old pal Duck.
Oh, you'll appreciate this. Duck!
Duck, what are you up to?
Oh. Hello. Hi. Hey, Jack.
Hey, How's Duck. Good.
I got a question. If you had to play an instrument only using another instrument, which instruments would you use?
Well, the easy one would be a drum, because you can literally bang anything against it. So I guess I'm going to go with, I'm going to hold a flute and hit a drum. Yep.
That was quick.
So wow. You're so proud of yourself.
Have you thought about this before?
It's just kind of like my shoes. I just want the easiest thing.
You've thought about
that. I can tell you're a problem solver.
Yeah. I'm impressed with make your music. Instant animation that works.
Well, thank you.
Duck, what's the activity of the day for you? What are you planning? What, you got an activity plan for the day?
We can walk around the map. I drew this one just now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's better than Al Franken.
Yeah.
And Senator, I guess Rhode Island needs a little extra love. Here, I got to get smaller for it. Here, there we go.
Oh, you can control your own density and size.
I wish I could.
Mm. Yeah, can't you?
So okay, there you go. You got your map.
Yeah,
that's your activity, drawing the map like Al Franken.
Well, no, it's where should I poop?
Ooh.
Where should I poop?
Oh man,
I'd go like lakeside somewhere. Seems man, to be a popular like choice.
Well, I don't know. I think someplace with a lot of desert, like a like a kitty litter state. I'm gonna say Nevada's got a lot of empty empty dirt to poop on.
Duck, do you ever call your own dirt, your own shit, scat? That's more of a, that's like an animal.
No.
Interesting.
Because that's what we would call it as we're hunting you.
Settle down.
Oh my gosh.
Get it?
What?
Down.
Duck is
gone. Have you ever been hunted? Shot out of the sky?
I've got this bright jacket I wear during hunting season that keeps people off me. You know, they're like, that thing's too colorful to shoot.
Where do you fly? Where do you fly for the South? Where do you fly for the South? Where do you fly
well,
for the winter?
I'm going to Nevada in a second
to take a dump.
Just kidding. I'm not gonna dump on screen. I'm not gonna ruin things with that.
But, thank you, man.
Anyways, I didn't really actually have an activity except for
I know it's a bum
question,
segment.
Really.
It's a bad segment.
No one had a now they know.
Well, because he's in the character of the cartoon. Why don't you get a real person and see what they're doing?
All right, well, let's move on then.
Somebody's
got
something to do.
Oh, he just died.
Oh,
wow.
He's a dead duck. That one.
Oh. I'm dead.
He's dead. All right, we want somebody that has an activity that they're doing today and wants to play a very exciting new game where you'll be playing against Jack Black and Kyle Gass.
David Bowie.
All right, I was thinking it would be nice to have a couple so it's fair and square.
Is, Matt, you're one of the great producers. You're like George Martin.
Tandy and Dan, what do you think? Are you ready to play a game against and tell us what you're doing?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, we'd love to.
Beautiful.
I like your
dude looks like Warren.
Can you squeeze in together? Get nice and close right in the middle. There you go. Perfect.
A happy couple. Yeah. Have you done it this morning yet?
It's evening.
It's evening here.
Oh, that's so weird. I didn't know they were British.
Yeah, just an incredible international moment.
That's a nice big house for someone in England, yeah?
Yeah, we've taken up most of England. Sorry, that's not very nice of us. But
where are you in the great country?
Don't give him on location.
Can we say we're down south? We're down south.
Down south.
We live. We live very close to the chap from The Who.
Yes.
You were talking about earlier.
Down under.
Are you close to Bristol?
No.
Okay.
No.
Come on, man.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
Fucking hell. How are we gonna be down in Bristol?
Fucking hell.
Brighton. Maybe they're near Brighton.
Brighton would be nice.
Nice.
We played Brighton one time. Remember when we played Brighton?
Yeah.
Brighton Beach Rock.
Yeah.
I went to Brighton when I went on a family trip there, and when I was like 11, We would do like a little day trip down there from London.
Yeah.
And we went to a place and got a hamburger. Right? This hamburger, and my sister says, can I get it with cheese? And they're like, fucking hell, what you say? No. Hamburger came out. It was like out of a Monty Python. It was a spam burger.
It's got so much stuff in there. They put a lot of nooks and crannies. You know what's good, though, in Brighton? There's a song by Queen called Brighton Beach Rock. Am I right?
I don't know.
Right, guys?
I believe you.
Yes, yes, yes.
One of the great, great songs ever written about a place. I recommend
it. What record is it on? Do you know?
No, I do not know, but it goes on to the show, and it sounds like fucking this, and I do not know the name.
Yeah!
No!
All right. Well, we'll look it up.
Sheer Matt, Heart Attack.
Sheer Heart. Well, that's good. That's early Queen. That's when they're really ripping. None of that. What's the Face the Music?
Oh, I like later stuff, too.
It's all good.
I'm not gonna rag on any of the Queen catalog, but I do secretly agree with you that the early stuff is when they really ripped.
Listen to this one. This is 1982. This is Queen.
Don't get us dinged.
Oh,
we're gonna get taken off
YouTube. I did it last week.
Talk about a band. I think there are two bands as a four-piece live that could do no wrong. Zep, LZ, and Queen.
Yeah.
You look at those like big Wembley concerts where it's just the four of them.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest sound ever.
Wait, who is the other one? Zep, Queen, and who?
Just that's the two.
Oh,
I
just
had.
The two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the top two.
What about who?
See,
I think they'd have an auxiliary keyboard sometimes.
Queen?
Yeah.
You think they had some they had some stinkies,
yeah.
In the wings? Someone in the wings?
Really? But Freddie would go over
that's
there and
true.
Play.
Oh, sure. He would. But, you know.
But with the who was
the rabbit.
Which is the best.
And Keith had to wear these big headphones so he could hear it.
Oh.
You know, you'd see him with these big cans on.
Yeah, you would.
Taped around his head. Which, I was funny you saying that. I was looking at this... watching this YouTube of them 1972 or 3 in Philly doing Quadrophenia for the first time. And they had all that backing track stuff, which I just can't imagine the tech going on with them, like, because it's just like a reel-to-reel, you know, like the sound effects and the synths and stuff for like all the ocean stuff and everything.
Nope.
Somebody's like working that.
That person should be on stage. Whoever's turning those knobs is a real
Brian
maestro.
Eno out there. Like, get Brian Eno out there with all sorts of tape machines.
They don't get enough credit.
No.
What about our guests, Tim?
They're just enjoying
the
show.
You are such a kind person.
Well,
they
don't mind.
Well, I'm a little worried.
This happens all the time, Kyle.
I'm a little worried because the game, I hope it plays with the Brits. I just hope you guys are
keyed
into... You don't
think you're going to go overseas?
...culture, but I don't want... Do you guys want to play the game, I should ask? You don't know what the game is. It's strip poker. Ooh. And we've got, and the deck has been meddled with.
She's leaving.
No. That was rude and disrespectful. I'm going to reset. The game is Name That D!
Yeah.
Well, you'll see how it goes. It's a lot of fun. I want to give a sample question here. Like, can you guys see my screen? Matt, this was my big concern.
Oh, we need to see it? We need to be...
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't.
There's,
just a,
there's
Kyle
answers
can't.
Galore.
No, right. Kyle, neither of us can see it.
Okay. All right, I'll give you, Matt, what's a good example that I could, that
I think
doesn't...
that first one's pretty easy. You could kind of just...
It is? Okay.
Oh, actually...
No. Does that make it
I'll say this. This will be an easy one. This twist, this is just a sample, but whoever answers first, you guys or them, gets the point.
Oh, okay. It's a team sport.
Just shout it out.
Team sport.
Just shout it out.
All right.
This twisted vocalist made a cameo in Pee-wee's Big Adventure during the backlot chase.
D. Snider.
Very, very good.
Point D.
Now,
did you guys hear all that? Do you understand?
Well, they're also across the seas, so they might have a delay.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
All right, we won't. We'll give them like a
delay.
3 seconds.
Yeah, you'll be an honored coach.
Give them a little
all right,
handicap.
Are you ready to play Name That D? Take two. The 1990 hit Groove Is in the Heart is by this house and dance club.
Delight! I knew it too, by the way. I was waiting for the answer. We don't have to wait, though.
No, just shout it out.
Off the clue.
When you get the first, you know it, shout it.
We're crushing him.
Now, I just want to check in with you guys again because you look completely befuddled.
Can I hear us?
Can you hear us?
We could make a rule where you have to at least
raise your hand,
do the full question.
But do you guys, did that song play in England? Groove is in the heart.
Yeah, they know it. Are you kidding me? That's what they had their wedding dance to.
What's the singer's name?
What's her name?
Lady Miskier.
I was close. I was on my way.
All right, you'll know this one. This. It's a bad game show host thing to say. You'll know this one.
What a great game.
This English blue-eyed soulstress scored a big heartbreaking hit in 1976 when she released a duet, which was originally written under the pen name Ann Orson and Carte Blanche, better known as Bernie Taupin and Elton John.
Oh, Kinky D.
They got one!
I did know that one.
And you did?
Was going to shout it out.
Why didn't you?
Because I thought we were trying to give him a fight and chance.
No! Win!
You're here to win, man.
Remember the video?
Hey. Yes. In the studio.
With her overalls.
So cute. This is a $500,000 prize, though, for who gets the most points.
What?
$500,000.
Oh, my God. Life-changing money for me.
It is to be used with the knick-knack software, though.
That was whoever did the
knick-knack. That'll buy a lot of fish and chips.
All right, ready? If you own an electric guitar, it's entirely possible you have strung this brand of strings onto your six-string axe.
Diodario.
Boom! No! Wow. This is revenge for that Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
King George and his bullshit.
Quality strings, by the way.
Great strings. Uh-huh. More of a Dean Markley guy, but all due respect.
Wow. What about Ernie Ball?
Ernie Ball's more of a rock and roll thing. I'm more of a folk guy. This is a little bonus point. The Diodario String Company was started by two brothers with the last name Diodario. What letter did both of their first names start with?
D.
He said D. What do we say, Cage?
I'm going to say J.
It's correct.
Wait, what the hell?
Cage, how did you know?
Why would there be a J in a question on a D quiz?
Because Vic put that
question. What are the odds?
In.
We're literally one out of 25 are those odds.
No. All right. Here's another bonus point in the Diodario world. Michael and Brian, a different set of Diodario brothers, formed this sour rock and roll band. Not as popular as I thought. The answer we're looking for is
the DeLeo brothers.
You got something out there, England?
It's a sour.
Sour.
What's sour? What fruit
the lemon is twigs? The great man, you'd love the lemon twigs. Do you know them?
Don't know the lemon twigs.
Oh yeah, you would love them.
I know the lemon heads, of course.
Ooh, no. Lemon heads,
Evan
of course.
Evan Dando, more like Evan Dandruff. You see that guy's hair? It's like. Very unkept. Yeah.
Wow, well,
that's not nice.
That's very indie, though. Yeah. That's indie.
Yeah, I know, but he's got dandruff. He's got a great head on his shoulders, though.
Next question.
I want to know more about Evan Dando and what he's doing every day.
Speaking of Beck, he did a good album with Beck.
Is he still on the Big H? He's riding the white pony?
He's a lifer. He's like that author.
Yeah. Burlington.
What's the guy? Burroughs.
Burroughs. Got the letter right. Burlington.
The code guy.
All right. What is the name for someone who is a minion of the devil who tempts humans with immortal thoughts and actions?
Disciple.
Devil.
Now what we're looking for.
Demon.
Yes.
Ah.
You poor people. I'm starting to feel
that
like
wasn't
that.
Really fair. I did two guesses. Are you allowed? Yeah. If you guess.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it wrong. Wrong.
What's just? Do they get the point then, or just nobody gets a point?
Yeah, give them the point. Give them the point.
Yeah. Point goes to England.
Thank you.
Your score is looking like a soccer score, though. These people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're used to those low scores.
All right.
What are we, 3-2 now?
All right. Now it's going to get a little tricky.
Oh.
Danielle Spencer played this beloved TV character, famous for her catchphrase, "Ooh, I'm telling Mama on What's Happening."
Dwayne. Oh, right.
What's it?
Darcy.
Nope.
Remember Deirdre. What the name of the game is. Name that D.
Diana.
Just simply right. Say the...
Nobody, nobody gets
D,
it.
D.
D. Yeah. D. The answer is D. Remember D?
Yeah. We helped out the Brits.
You didn't watch What's Happening? Rerun.
You didn't watch What's Happening?
Rerun, Shirley. Yeah,
What's Happening was bad. Dude, you did watch the episode where...
The Doobies.
The Doobie Brothers and then Rerun had the tape recorder and he was secretly... But I told you about it. We talked about this for sure. Where he went in and he had a tape recorder strapped to his... under his shirt and he was recording the Doobie Brothers concert and then he was dancing. He couldn't help it because he loved the Doobie Brothers so much. The tape recorder fell out of his shirt and then the Doobie Brothers stopped the show and pointed so disappointed at Rerun. And then it turned into a learning moment about how...
Do you think that was like a directive from the network? Like, we've got... Listen, I was at the dinner last night with my friend at Atlantic Records, and we got a big bootleg problem. Is there any way you guys can...
get the word out. And the Doobie Brothers, yeah, we're probably like, yeah, this is a real problem.
Yeah.
This is a way trying for to sell us records, to address
man. Yeah, we're giving it away.
It was a big one for the industry. It really stopped all the pirators.
You did a PSA for the music industry at one point.
I did for the piracy, anti-piracy. Yeah.
That was a tough time.
And but that was mostly you had the comedy.
Metallica going after it, and he got beat up for that one.
Oh, it was you and Lars. We're on the tip on that.
Yeah, you can't go complaining that people are stealing your money when you are worth literally $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah. It was tough. I was with you guys. Yeah. I felt like it was... out of control, and that would happen to us with Awesome Show. People would just torrent it, and it was like, all right. I don't know how you think we're going to pay for any of this stuff.
But. One time I did a rerun, though, and I strapped a Walkman Pro to my lower back.
Whoa.
Really?
Because I loved Urge Overkill so much, and I was going to see them in like 93 or something. It was a long, was it earlier? Might have been, anyway, it doesn't matter. In Chicago. And I went in, I had the trench coat on. It was pretty obvious, actually. But as I was in line going into the theater at the Metro, I was going to see them. Uh-huh. I saw they were patting people down.
Uh-oh.
And then I was watching, oh, shit. And they're patting them on the lower back. And I was like starting to sweat, flop sweat. And I was like, maybe they won't notice. And I went up, and the dude pat me. And he was like, what's that? And I just came clean. I was like, it's a Walkman Pro. And he was like, does it record? And then for some reason, I was such a bad pirate. I was like, I mean, it can. But he was giving me a chance to say, no, it doesn't.
That's not why I have it.
I have it so I can listen to stuff.
Yeah.
Pathologically honest.
If the band's not good, I need something to listen to.
So alas, I did not get that radical bootleg.
I got caught in a situation where I should have lied and I didn't. Eric and I were got invited to go to like an early screening of Borat, the original Borat.
Oh, yeah.
And... I don't know how we got on this list, but it was kind of more of like a focus group than like friends and
family.
Were
there some knockoff Borats? The original.
Well, there's
Borat.
A sequel.
Right.
So this was early enough that apparently. They still could have made some last minute changes, though. That's what you were. They were
maybe.
They wanted to get some feedback from
but
you.
They were coming down the line asking people what they did for a living. And I said, oh, I'm in TV. I make TV. And they're like, yeah, you can't
get out of the line. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Wait, was it the focus group where he pranks you with a big penis flying around?
I didn't go.
That was from the other movie.
All right, back to the game.
What's the one? Bruno. That was
Bruno.
Dead racist filmmaker helped revive the KKK in the early
20s. D.W. Griffith.
Very good.
Wow. Dang. I told you Cage was good.
What if I do this?
Cage knows his D.
This could be a different way, because I do feel bad. I am an empathetic
person.
Well,
I tried that
one
time.
I know.
They have a lot of points.
No, it's not on you. But what I'm saying is maybe we go back and forth instead of first
and
answer.
Oh, yeah, and then if they don't
get
it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
That's a good idea.
I'm an innovator.
You've got a good head for business.
All right, question goes to England. How do you measure loudness?
Decibels.
Well, yeah, we're looking for DBs. We're looking for DBs. Sorry,
it still kind of works.
D is the key word here.
Small D.
We're not looking for D. We're looking for DBs. So no point for you. All right, but this is a tough one for the D. Who was Hunter's sidekick on the hit TV show Hunter?
I'm going to say D. Williams.
Incorrect.
No clue.
England, you want to steal? That's a good one.
Yes. What was the question? Sorry.
Oh, who was Hunter's sidekick on the hit TV series Hunter?
You didn't watch Hawthorne.
Who?
D. Hawthorne.
No, it was Sergeant D.D. McCall. I used to love Hunter. I used to hate Hunter because I have to watch it to get to like the show after Hunter, whatever that was.
What was it?
I wish I could remember.
Oh my God.
Hunter's laptop.
Knight Rider.
Hunter's laptop.
I don't know.
Whoa.
The laptop of death.
All right. It goes to, who does it go to? Back to England.
Back to England just got the point, right? Oh no, they missed. No. You're right. I'm sorry.
This vocalist had a few minor hits in the 60s, including You're No Good, and her legendary sister appeared on Office Hours, really hitting it off with Tim. This singer also shares a first name with a member of the Ramones.
Dionne Warwick.
Well, sorry.
Sister.
Dee Dee.
It's her sister. Dee Dee Warwick.
Very good.
All right, stays over here now. This actor gave birth to Al Pacino's twins and had to do nude scenes in Chevy Chase's Vacation movie.
Come on, you know her. You know, you have a picture of what she looks like, though, right?
But you can guess too.
From Vacation, yeah. I can't remember anything anymore. Come on, the lady from Vacation, the mom in Vacation.
Oh yeah.
And she had Al Pacino's child.
Yes. She was a singer too.
And her name, I don't know if she Beverly. Was a singer. Beverly
D'Angelo. Oh, I gave it away.
England knew it. I can't take that. Gave it to
you
him.
Said Beverly. I can't take that.
Split the points.
Split the points.
Each get a point.
This goes to England.
5 to 5.
This band reinvented their rock sound into a big EDM hit with Empty Bottle.
Oh, I stink.
DKR.
Oh, they got
wow.
there.
DKR. Okay.
I thought he was talking about Decker for a second.
Well, it's Dakar became DKR.
Love it.
All right. This. Wow. Tenacious D, this New Age author is one of the wealthiest figures in alternative medicine.
D. I got nothing.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz. Over to England.
Deepak.
You got it!
Oh, nice. Deepak Chopra.
All right, one more. This one's for all.
I didn't know Deepak dabbled in medicine. I thought he was just a talker.
That might have been bad.
No, he's
a medicine guy?
I think so.
Medicine man.
Alternative medicine.
This guy played Superman in a TV. Wait, who's this going to? Is this going to England?
You guys cut my question. It was one question.
How did I cut your question, Doug?
Yeah, you did. You did. You missed it.
I'll go back and get it. I don't know where
it was. Number 3.
This goes to England. This D was the lead singer and guitarist for the legendary punk band The Minutemen.
D-Boone.
Oh, a steal!
Are you guys Googling? Are you Googling?
It does look like she's looking at something on screen.
No.
All right, last question. This is the...
Definitely Google.
Totally.
Oh, man.
Last question, and then the game is over. This game's been going on for 2 hours.
Wow.
Legendary D. Boone. Minutemen.
This guy played Superman. Wait, who's this to? England or D?
Shout out to Mike Watt if you're watching. D. Boone forever.
Mike Watt responsible.
Double nickel
favorite,
on the dime.
My favorite song. If you ask me what's your favorite song, I hate that question. My favorite song?
Yeah.
Gotta be that Daily Show theme song. Wait,
didn't Bob Mould write that from
Bob Mould?
Husker Du?
No.
I thought it was Mike Watt. Speaking of
Dave Hill.
I'm glad you brought that up. Is it Husker Du or is it Husker Du?
I think it's Husker Du.
I think it's Husker Du. It's German.
Maybe they're using the umlauts incorrectly.
This goes to the D. This guy played Superman in a TV reboot in the mid-90s and is currently a regular guest on Bigot Steve Crowder's streaming show.
I like how you get your little digs in there.
I got nothing.
It's Dean something.
Just go with something. Don't say Dean something. Say Dean and then guess. Oh.
Not able.
They might steal.
Not able, but...
Norris. Dean Norris. Well,
that's a, that was an MTV guy, guy, right? Wasn't it?
No, he was the actor.
Dean Cain.
Oh, yes! Dean Cain! Oh! With a little help from your friends. All right, Matt, what's her total?
Well, the good news is you got that one right. The bad news is Tenacious D lost.
What?
What? What?
Whoa.
It's 8-6.
How did they lose?
Oh, that's really surprising. They didn't feel like they got one right.
Yeah.
You changed the rules in the middle of the game. Right.
Way to go. Wow. Not going to challenge them.
Congratulations, you've won $500,000.
Oh, my God.
Courtesy of Nick Knock. That money will be arriving.
Well, how much is that in pounds, T?
$25.
I would also like to point out that their names are Tandy and Dan, which is pretty cool, for them. Name that D.
That is really cool.
Thanks, Tandy and Dan.
You know, Jack, I was scouring all my boxes last night.
Yeah?
Scouring, and just disappointment after disappointment as I scoured, because I can picture this. It's somewhere in my house, but there is a picture. There is a picture on a cloud. That's from Les Mis. Yikes. It's a picture of you and me and Amy Poehler from
now
you
getting excited.
Hosting SNL. Might have been your first time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't know. I was still living in New York, but Eric and I had started sending stuff. We were starting to work with Dan Hart. We did like the Batman thing.
Hilarious.
And some other videos. And we're doing stuff with Bob, but still not like doing any, you know, I was still living on the East Coast. We'd not done the move, hadn't done anything.
You're still nobodies.
Still nobodies. Just trash.
So this is before Tom Goes to Hollywood animation we did with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Goes to Hollywood.
You know what I mean. Yeah.
But somehow, our friend Chris, who does our Al Pacino impersonator, worked or knew somebody that worked at SNL, and we were in this mode of going to the after parties.
Yeah.
Kind of getting in there.
They were, you were schmoozing.
Fun. Yeah. Wow. I was like, I didn't really belong there.
How do you get in?
We're a friend of somebody that worked for the show.
Gotcha.
And you were there, and you knew me right away.
Yeah.
You were like, I know you. I've seen your shit.
Oh, dude, your shit was making me laugh hard early.
And there's a picture of us, and it's like, I wish I had it.
Yeah, where? See it?
I don't know. I couldn't find it.
I thought you were going through your boxes.
I went through the boxes.
Oh, and you didn't find it.
And I have nothing to show for it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
But you can't remember that.
I don't remember.
Of course.
And I don't have a boxes. I don't save anything. It all goes straight out the window.
You don't have a copy of that picture either?
Nothing gets saved in my household.
You should Photoshop one.
Well, that encounter, let me get emotional here. Mm. That encounter gave us so much fuel. And so,
really?
Because even then, I mean, I don't know what. Well, you were hosting SNL, so you were killing it.
It was a good time.
Yeah, and I also remember even earlier than that, because I had this sort of fake rock group, this Tim Heidecker masterpiece in college, and we were trying to make a little bit of a go at it. But when I saw your HBO show, I just was like, "We can't. This is they did it. They did it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys had like a music-based comedy idea pitch?
Yeah. But it wasn't a duo. Was it a whole band?
No, it wasn't. It was a band.
Yeah.
It was different, but I just felt like you guys got there and just executed it perfectly.
Oh, man.
So
would you have gotten there had we not been there?
We could speculate
like
all
sliding
day.
Sliding Doors.
I don't know.
We don't know.
If that would be an interesting alternative timeline movie that we
I would
pitch.
Have loved to see
that
show.
Oh, you know what?
Show.
You're fired, bud.
Swapping places. But anyways,
Thank you guys
showed up and did the pilot episode of Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Yeah.
Mostly, well, you were become a fan.
Yeah.
But also Bob, got to do what Bob says.
Got to.
Bob.
You're
great,
fired.
Dude, great. You got to do it. He's so funny. You have to, Jack. Kyle, come on.
Well, in a lot of ways, he gave us our big break. You know, he got us on HBO. And
yeah.
He helped write all of those Tenacious D nuggets on that were on HBO.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when he was like, he didn't have to bend our arm, though.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I was already a huge fan from the Dan Harmon stuff.
Yeah. We did that recording at Eric's little house that he got, and if you don't remember this, I'm sure, but it was the day that the Olympics were running this, the torch.
Yeah.
They were running it through L.A.
O.J.?
It was not O.J.
He carried the torch.
Yeah. But there was like, as we're trying to record you, there's the full helicopter following Tom Cruise, who was running the thing down Sunset Boulevard, and we couldn't get good audio. I think we actually had to have you come back.
All I remember is that it was the easiest gig ever. We came in there and it was like one take and then some photos. And we were like, wait, should we take some more photos and do some more faces? Yeah, and you were like, no, we got it.
But I remember, this is very boring, but I think you had lost your voice.
Oh,
and had to reschedule.
That was before I learned the phone it in technique of rock. Yeah.
We were talking in our pre-interview that I've been doing lately.
It turns out I have a pretty delicate instrument. Kyle will tell you. I have to be careful not to blow out my pipes because I can quite easily blow a gasket.
So what do you do? Now you're going on tour. You got to get ready. What are you doing every day?
We do vocal rest, no talk shows of any kind.
No, that's not true. I talk.
We got a lot of podcasts going.
Yeah,
no, it's not about vocal rest. It's just about, never pushing it into the red with the screams.
Yeah.
You're a major screamer.
I am a screamer.
You're a primal screamer.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. You'll blow a gasket and then you go out and do a rock and roll show right after.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
But you've learned how to control it.
Yes.
I don't think I've got there yet.
I get in there. I find a gentle, soft way to rock hard.
Do you do hot tea? Do you do that kind of stuff?
I do the hot tea with the honeys.
Some lemon? Lemon? No, it doesn't matter.
You know, there's a couple tricks of the trade. Do you know about the bilabial fricatives?
I don't know about the bilabial.
It's a very fancy word, but really it's just like a...
Oh, I do that. I do that all the time.
That's a major one. You want to vibrate. You want to get vibrations going deep in the larynx, in the esophageal.
Do you know this little trick, little musician's trick? Blowing on a... Wait, do it again.
Smoking a joint before?
Yeah, that's good for the voice.
Yeah. Do some curlies. What about this, the cocktail straw? Do you ever take a cocktail
Never
straw?
Never done that.
Little
that...
thin straw, and you just go...
Ooh, I will try that.
Yeah,
what does that do though? I don't know. I saw you doing
it. It warms up. It's just like a light. It's just a muscle back there.
Here's
one.
So
you gotta just like.
You ever do this one? Force a yawn. And it's all about going from falsetto to full voice and back again without a crack.
Oh, the crack.
If you can do it without a crack, that means you found...
crack.
Once you connect those two,
yeah.
There's nothing you can't do.
Right. And after the show, I can't be talking too much.
That's why are yawns contagious? It seemed like the yawns are contagious.
I was
going
to say, are we losing you here? Or are we doing
well, no, I just started yawning. And
Hey, Doc, I don't want to name drop, but great. Neil Diamond once told me the key is sleep. Get uh-huh. You
I heard
knew
that.
It before
John
said
C.
It.
Told me that.
Yeah, sleep. You got to
sleep,
get
sleep,
lot.
Sleep.
Yeah.
But I've had no time to sleep.
You can, because after a show, you're buzzing. You're high from the energy of the crowd.
What's your, so you've been on the road. You're in a bus?
Love it. Bus is the best.
It's my favorite place.
Hell yeah.
You like the bus?
Oh, God, yeah.
Get in that little nook. Yeah. Me and Cage will watch an episode of something.
Yeah. Seinfeld.
Friends. Yeah.
Deadwood.
Yeah. I'm watching some Better Call Saul.
The Wire.
How about Bob on that show?
So I mean, good.
God can you
dang
believe
it.
Him? How it. Hard he worked.
I know.
Because you know how hard that is. Some of his monologues.
Dude, he was literally in like the best condition of his life and he still had a heart attack. That is commitment to your craft.
That's scary. I can't. Can we find out where
he was working out too hard?
Heart attack scenes versus pre.
I was thinking about it while I was watching that last season. I was like, "Is that when it happened? Because that looks pretty stressful."
Yeah.
But thank God.
Thank God. How scary was that?
It's actually the best place to have a heart attack because they got a whole crew of people.
Stuff. Matt, it is almost 11. Do you guys know the plan? Do you know the big surprise? We have a big surprise.
Does that? And I mean, can we beg a tune from them now that we're all warmed up and talking?
Oh, is that for the paying customers? Is that
well? No, this is a free.
And then we have a surprise.
How much is that Patreon? If I wanted to join,
$5 a month.
$5 a month.
Yeah.
How many you got?
How many episodes?
How many Patreons do you have?
I'll tell you. Be honest.
That's not polite to ask.
6,000 or so.
6,000. Let me do the quick math.
You can do the math.
That's $3 billion.
$3 billion. We're the highest grossing podcast of all time. We just topped Joe Rogan.
We have to pay those British people their winnings, though. That's
true.
So we haven't done any Patreon bonus footage yet.
Not yet. We take a break then.
We're gonna, but we have a special surprise for the
save
break.
Save it.
You'll see.
But if you're watching live, it's free for everybody.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
We have not rehearsed, but I was thinking, Cage. You know what I was thinking?
Do not.
Take one guess what I think we should do.
Blues and A?
No, you're saying just jam?
Yeah.
We shouldn't just jam.
Blues and A.
Shouldn't we give them a song?
Oh, my God.
Tim.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can do that if you want.
No, I don't want that.
But I think that would be a fun bonus for the Patreons.
Yes. Okay.
But I think just because it's just you and me here,
yeah,
we hit them where they feel it in the heart.
The pounding.
The ballad.
Yes.
Of Hollywood Jack.
That might be too powerful.
And the Rage Cage. We didn't rehearse though, so there might be some bad chords.
Well, this is what's fun about this show, is it's really honest and open and rough.
It seems really loose,
It's really loose. We're not even on the air yet.
I would edit
the show.
Yeah, really would.
Start tightening
considering
this up.
It, yeah.
Come on, Cage. What do you think? What do you
I'll do whatever you want.
I want to do the ballad.
This is exciting.
We're doing the ballad.
This show is loose. I like that.
What do you need?
I'm just going to get a guitar and start playing.
Yeah, let me roadie you guys up.
You don't play on that one, though.
I do. Dude, what are you talking about? During the solo.
But I don't have the recorder. So.
All right. Well, so you'll have to just, like, play guitar or sing. I'll sing your solo. Okay, good. That's good. Then I'm not even going to get my guitar out.
Old man MacGyver, where's my feet?
Folks, we're going to be hearing a classic from one of the great rock duos of all time.
Is that true?
I should have asked if you had a request, but that is really the one that I want to play.
Not that familiar with the work.
Yeah, you don't know our catalog?
No, I was talking to producer Matt about how great Apocalypto is.
Post-apocalypto. Dude, you came to the premiere. That meant a lot.
It was the funniest fucking thing. It was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it was in reaction to the end of the world and the end of democracy back when Trump first got
elected. Look at this hole. You guys are going to be singing it to each other.
Yeah, it's pretty emotional.
I'm going to duck down so I'm not in your shot.
No,
I don't want to be in your shot.
What do you think, Cage? Is this good?
Oh, can you hit your guitar?
Would it be weird if I stood up also?
No, we can make that work.
Should I just sit here for a camera reason?
No, I can adjust. I think I can.
It's just sometimes in a song,
when
you gotta hit certain notes,
yeah.
You gotta stand up. It's hard to hit certain notes if you're sitting down. You know what I mean?
Get on up. I got you framed.
But for all beautiful. Of y'all patroners out there that don't know who we are a band called Tenacious D. Over there, that's Kyle Gass, a.k.a. The Rage Cage. I'm Jables, also known as Hollywood Jack. And this is the ballad Hollywood Jack and the Rage Cage. This is the ballad of Hollywood Jack and the Rage Cage. Nothing could stop them when Jables and Rage hit the stage. Then Hollywood Jack hit the big time and went to make movies. Rage Cage was left far behind in the dust of his dreams. And he grumbled and growled and watched Hollywood Jack on Jay Leno. He bellowed and said he'd be nothing without help from Cage. He burnt up the photos of Jables and Cage doing mushrooms. Fuck him, I don't need no Hollywood Jack anyway. So Hollywood Jack lived up high on a hill in a bubble. Rage Cage lived deep in the broiling valley below.
Yes, the rage cage bubbled with rage. He looked at the ground and he looked on the stage. The lava was bubbling and broiling inside the old cage. And Hollywood Jack climbed the ladder of stardom before him. He watched as his indie credentials flew right out the door. He'd make millions and then he'd go out and he'd make even more millions. He'd screen cage his calls and he'd party with Zsa Zsa Gabor. No one respected him, they just rejected him. No one would represent Cage. Left on the streets of his dreams, he would cry and he'd rage for the stage. Then Hollywood Jack got a message that Cage was in trouble. They took Cage away cause he had gone completely insane. So Hollywood Jack jumped upon a jet plane and flew all that night through the rain to be with his friend and see what remained of his brain. Yeah, Hollywood Jack told the doctors, you've got to retrieve him. You've got the technology, use the techniques of your trade. He grabbed their lapels and he screamed, my God, you must save him. Because a rage cage and I, can't you see, we're one and the same. Oh, rage cage, oh, the rage cage, all the magic inside that old name. And you know what you know when you've gone completely insane. Once again, and you know, yes, you know, when you're going completely insane. Oh, nothing and no one could harm the old rage cage again. Nothing and no one could harm the old rage cage again. Nothing and no one could harm the old rage cage again. Hollywood Jack and the rage cage would ride once again.
Oh, yeah, we didn't rehearse. Okay, great. Sure. Whatever. All right, that was incredible. We'll be back for the second half of the show. You guys are going to stay here.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere. You're canceling your afternoon. Another half with your Zooms. If you're listening on the replay, join Patreon now and get us over 7,000. Let's even get 1,000 new subscribers today.
Yes! Wouldn't that be something?
Boom! Patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive. One more time, check out Deck of Cards now on HighNetwork.tv. And if you're in LA or anywhere in the California region, come on down to the El Rey on Friday for our final show with the very good band. And the great Tim Heidecker will be performing as well. Final, let's just say for now, wink. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in 5.
Hi, this is Donald Fagen from Steely Dan. Do you want more Officehouse? Well, I head on over to patreon.com/OfficeHoursLive, where you can get the full episode of today's show and so much more. So drink your big black cow and get over to patreon.com/office hotline.